Welcome. Welcome to the show. If you're listening live. I'm doing a show on a show day. Two shows today. If you're listening, you already know about Spun Day. You have to partake in it. Welcome. I'm Wuppy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. It's 12:09 and 50 seconds, post meridiem Eastern Standard Time. January 4th, the new year. Welcome to the show. I don't know what the hell I'm doing today.
You still don't have a co-host.
There are some rumblings about Chiff Hain, but I think he might be busy today. Vaughn? Oh, okay, I can call this place. The old spaghetti factory? Welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy, I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. In the studio with me live is Hootis.
Yo!
It's Getty Fact. Now we're gonna do a short show today, I think. Because there's a Spun Day.
Thank you for calling the Old Spaghetti Factory in downtown Toronto. We are located at 54 the Esplanade, southeast of Yonge and Front Street. We are open daily from 11:30 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay,
we are open 363 days a year and only closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. If you need a reservation within the next 24 to 48 hours, press 1 to speak to a team member. To add your name to the wait list and for large group bookings and all other reservation requests, visit our website at osf.ca/Toronto. Press 1 if you need to speak to a team member. Press 2 to place a takeout order. Thanks.
Your call is very important to us. Please wait for the next available agent.
Oh my God.
Thank you for calling the Old Spaghetti Factory. How can I help you?
Hey, Rhonda. You guys do it there?
Is who?
You're Rhonda, right? You're like the floor hand there at the factory?
Old Spaghetti Factory?
Yeah. I'm just
curious. Who are you looking to speak with?
This is my first time ever trying to do something like this. I'm just trying to see how much like one shipment would be for the spaghetti.
Oh, so we don't ship spaghetti. It's a restaurant.
Oh, it's numbered like 25 Zitty or something. For my grocery store.
No, you might have the wrong number. This is Old Spaghetti Factory.
Yeah,
we serve pasta, but it's just a restaurant. We don't ship pasta at all.
But then, okay. Then how's it like a factory? I'm just like confused on that part.
It's just the name of the restaurant.
Well, where my business is, it was a pretzel factory, but we don't, you know. Oh, is it like a pretzel factory?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a pretzel
factory. That's just the name. It's just called Old Spaghetti Factory, but it's not actually a factory. It's just a restaurant.
Well, you get the trucks down there.
Trucks?
Yeah. Like, how do you do the... If you get the guys back there, like, folding it all. They could probably fold some for us.
I can get you guys right. Do you guys have any vegetables?
Yeah, but we don't do that. We just ship in our, like, food that we cook ourselves, but we don't sell any of our raw products at all.
How much money?
For a meal?
To make him do it. Like, because I have millions of dollars.
I could put you on the phone with a manager if you like, but we don't ship pasta at all.
It's just, you know, for conversion or something.
Yeah, you could come get a meal here, but we can't ship anything.
We got hungry people out here waiting for, you know, to buy spaghetti at the store.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, we don't sell spaghetti, though.
No, because I can pay you. I can pay you to do it, is what I'm saying. Like,
all right. I'm just going to put you on hold for a quick second.
I'll just be like, you know.
It's music, huh? It sounds very fancy. Sounds very, very fancy.
I hit the wrong thing.
The ladies don't want any spaghetti for free.
I just want
to buy.
I just want to buy the spaghetti.
Pre-made spaghetti is wild.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for holding. How can I help you today?
Hi, Beth. We just want to get a rate on for a truck of spaghetti.
Unfortunately, we don't do that, sir.
No, I can give you money and you can how much?
Unfortunately, we are unable to do it.
How much? Money's not an issue. Just name a number and we can get that spaghetti.
We pre-order the spaghettis from a different place. It's not made at the restaurant.
Okay, then what? How's it as a factory, though?
So that's the name of the restaurant, sir. It's the Old Spaghetti Factory. The name of the restaurant, it's not the actual factory.
Are you saying that you have Old Spaghetti?
Yeah. It's a franchise, like McDonald's and Burger King. It's a franchise that's all over the Canada.
Then? Wait, hold on. If you're saying you have fresh spaghetti and it's Old Spaghetti, how old is it?
So it's the name of the restaurant, sir?
Yeah. But, I'm just confused about the age of it and if it's safe to eat or not. Because I know at my house, if I have spaghetti and it sits out, it's probably not safe to eat.
Yeah, of course. It's not the Old Spaghetti, sir. It's just the name of the restaurant. We gather the spaghetti is freshly from the other place, and we get consignment shipments every 2 days.
You go out and you pick the spaghettis?
Yes.
Where are you picking them?
We get it from a different place every 2 days.
Wait, so you're shifting. Then how do I get spaghetti, though?
So you have to check for the other different places who manufacture spaghettis in a good amount, and you can get it from there.
Can you get me in on the ground floor?
Sorry?
I gotta get this, a truck of spaghetti.
So if you want that, sir, you can drop us an email at info@oldspaghettifactory.ca.
Well, where's the
and
spaghetti?
Then one of our operations managers will get in touch with you.
I don't mean to be forceful, but where's your spaghetti coming from then?
Sorry?
Where's your spaghetti coming from then?
I have no idea about the wholesaler, sir. We have to check in with our kitchen supervisor for that. So, because we are at the front desk, we don't know from where they ship it.
Is the supervisor there currently?
Unfortunately, they are in the kitchen busy. If you need the details for all these things, you can drop us an email.
It's urgent.
And then
it's urgent. I have to know where it's from. It's urgent.
Yeah, of course.
I can't email. Hello? Oh. Oh, yeah. She's going out there picking the spaghetti. All right, she hung up. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server File Jockey. I don't have the background, never have the background music ready to go. What's this? Okay, well. I can't fuck with this. Hmm. piano restaurant. Who wants to talk to Piano Piano?
Who it is?
Okay. They pick up. Come on, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up.
What kind of machine are you driving, Hooters?
Thank you for calling to the restaurant at our Colburn location. In case you're running late, we'll hold your reservation for 15 minutes after your scheduled time. We're open for lunch from noon to 4 p.m. 7 days a week.
Oh,
happy hour runs from 3 to 6 p.m. daily.
I think I pressed the wrong button. Oh, that just rang forever.
I
went to a machine. The van!
The van. The creep van.
Hell yeah.
Creep.
It's cool that you get your own like van like that.
Yeah.
I'm envious.
You can't have a van.
Oh, it looks like I've already called the hotels here.
Live on the Rogue server. We are live.
Live on Rogue server.
RogueServer.com/Wilpy.
Yeah. Alright, this place is called Kelly's Landing. It's some sort of restaurant. Canadian Grill.
Thank you for calling Kelly's Landing, located at 123 Front Street West, Toronto. To book a reservation, indoors, for 24 or less guests, please visit our website or press 1 to reach our host team. For operating hours, group bookings of 25 or more, and menu information, please visit us at kellyslanding.ca. To speak to the restaurant directly regarding takeout orders, cocktail kits, or alcohol to go, please press 4. To reach our events team directly for
4.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Thank you for calling Kelly's Landing. This is Carly. How may I help you?
Hey, it's Hootis. I met you earlier on smoke break. Can you help me?
Oh, shit.
Hey, that was crazy. I need another try on that.
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense. Like,
you gonna talk to her again?
No. No, she's too smart for us.
Loose moose.
Toronto landmark with endless stories. If you're calling to make a reservation, please press 2. If you'd like to speak to a member of our team, please press 3. For other information...
Hello, thanks for calling Luke Moose.
Hi, it's Hootis. I met you earlier on smoke break. Out back.
Sorry, who are you asking for?
Hootis?
Sorry, who are you asking for?
Ralph?
No, Franklin? Sorry, there's nobody that works.
No.
There's nobody
I
that
met,
works here with that.
I think I met you.
You met. And who do you think I am?
Was it? Oh, I don't remember your name. I remember your voice.
Yep.
That.
How can I help you, my friend?
We need a co-host, and your accent, like, if you worked on it, it almost sounds real. I think you'd be good for the job.
Okay, so how can I help?
Would you consider it at least, please?
Consider what, sorry?
The position of Jacoby's co-host, please. Please.
I don't know what Jacoby's is.
Jacoby is like a rising star, except it feels all a little bit like vapor because nothing gets uploaded. But you could be right, you know, right there with him. Please. You told me you. Are you the guy? You knew the girl with the feet.
I'm sorry. I think you've got the wrong person, mate. I'm not sure what you're talking about at all.
See your accent. I love it. Just.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, buddy.
I love you.
Thank
you. You're a star. You're already just.
I love you too. Bye.
I tried.
Love is real.
The love is real on the Whoopi server.
Welcome to the show. If you're listening, you're listening live on rogueserver.com. You have to speak like you're talking to thousands of people whenever you're doing a show live. Currently, there's, if you're one of the three on the, if you're one of the four, welcome. And if you are one of the two in the mumble, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Everybody's at church, probably.
Yeah, they're churching it up right now, dude.
Oh,
I do this call?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Italian Kitchen and Bar. If you're calling to place an order for takeout, or you're here for curbside pickup, please press 1. If you're calling to make a reservation, please press 2. If you would like to speak to a member of our team, please press 3.
What's that?
Is this Denny's?
No, this is Gadabush. Some independent.
Alright. The answer, I'm gonna give a subtle, see if they got eggs and heat.
Hi, thank you for calling Gadabush Friends. Kayla speaking.
Hi, Kayla. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Can I do an order?
You want us to do a takeout order?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Just give me 1 second. I can pass it to my colleague.
Okay.
It's me.
Are you the colleague?
I don't know what I am.
That fucking lady. You're Whoopi. What
the fuck are you gonna order?
Eggs with heat. What kind of food place is this? They got eggs or what?
Oh, it's like an Italian.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I think I have a right premise for this one.
We're muted to the phone.
They still haven't picked up.
If she doesn't come back in like a little bit, I'm gonna move on.
Yeah, kick her ass. Answer the GD phone, maybe.
Ten, nine, eight. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's the hang up tone.
Bing, bing. Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, I'm so disorganized. None of my shit's good. None of my shit's where I want it to be. There we go. I think that's at a good volume.
We are live on the RogueServer.com.
RogueServer.com? I'm Wappy, I'm your RogueServer file jockey. Here, live in the studio with Hootis and Rousey.
Hootis.
Man, he's driving the goddamn machine. Y'all hear that goddamn machine he's driving?
You can come in and check it out.
Poilet Rouge. Rousey, you have to go again.
Okay.
Poilet Rouge.
Hi, Poilet Rouge Simcoe Place. How can I help you?
Hi there, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What kind of services do you guys offer?
In regards of what?
Like, what do you do at your establishment?
Oh, we're a restaurant.
Oh, okay. Are you guys, like, Italian? Sorry, I can't see that well, so I just call places.
Sorry. We're based in Quebec, and that's where we began, but I would say I wouldn't. Maybe it's close to, like, Lebanese style. It's
you guys got Lebanese, so lesbian food? You guys have that?
I wouldn't really say it's Lebanese, though, but it's basically like a make-your-own bowl type of situation. So we offer a poutine, a rouge bowl, or a mini bowl.
Ooh.
And it comes with chicken.
Can I do an order to pick up, then? Can I do an order to pick up?
Yeah, but we're not open right now. We're on Christmas break. We open Monday for the first time. Well, tomorrow. But we have other
locations. Why do you answer the fucking phone? Why do you answer the fucking phone?
You called?
Man, you should not answer the phone. Now I gotta come to your establishment and see what the fuck's going on.
We have another location on Queen and Spadina.
Oh, okay. Are you able to transfer me in? Transfer me over there?
I don't know the phone number, but if you want to order, I suggest you search up do you have access to internet and, like, Google right now?
Not really. I'm kind of using this machine that my little brother gave me. He told me just to make the calling off of it.
Do you have Uber
That's
Eats?
That's what I'm doing right now. What's an Uber Eats? I have Dildash. What is Dildash? I have Dildash. You have Dildash?
DoorDash? Yeah, I think
that's what
on,
the youngins call it.
I think we're on DoorDash. You could try a. We might even have.
What's this Uber Eats?
Pardon?
What's this Uber Eats? What's an Uber Eats? Is it Uber Eats with you, or how does it work? Old man says you got tip always.
Pardon? Sorry, I can't really hear you. You're like cutting out.
I was wondering if I can get a bowl to go. Maybe some poutine, some gravy.
From this
location? I'm gonna come pick it up in 10 minutes. Can I just get a bowl?
Well, we're not open.
I'll give you $100 American. Just come on, brother. Come and help a brother out.
I'm so sorry. We don't even have ingredients right now. Because we've been closed for 2 weeks.
Then why are you at the shop?
Because I gotta clean it up, make it nice again, and then I gotta wait for the delivery at 8 p.m.
Ain't that some shit? That's a far ass delivery.
Well, I'm not delivering it myself. I'm just receiving it. Thankfully, they're driving a truck.
So you're telling me you gotta wait all goddamn day for a delivery truck?
I mean, I still gotta clean up, so I got things to do.
Yeah, as a manager, you should just get back to work.
Right.
Just get back to work, bud. Before you get off the clock. Get back to work, dude.
Alright, take care.
No, you take care.
I will.
God damn it, pass me that goddamn cigarette. They're closed?
Yeah, that's but funny. He's there to clean up. should have asked if ingredients they need. Well, that's the thing, though. A lot of places still might be closed. They might answer. Very interesting.
That's not a non-corporate place. Oh, we're losing pay for 2 weeks, guys. Sorry. Fuck is that kind of bullshit?
It's normal.
Sam, the restaurant, how may I help you?
Hello?
Hi.
Sam, it's the rest, like the breakfast and lunch.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Did you get the food?
We are serving breakfast till 4 o'clock and we are not making any reservation. It will be walk-in on the weekend.
No, I have the food.
Sorry?
I have the food.
You have a group already over here?
Yeah. Can I speak to them?
Okay. Hello, you are not audible.
Hi.
Hi. Can I speak to the group that's there? I have my group.
I am not able to hear you properly. You are not audible.
I have my group that's there.
You have your what?
My group.
Okay, your group.
Yeah.
So you want to join your group?
Can I talk to them?
I'm sorry, I'm not able to hear you at all.
That great group of guys.
A group of five?
Yes.
As I mentioned before, we are not making any reservations on the weekends.
I have a group there! Yeah, the music's too loud. I think the music's too loud. Is the music just too loud over there?
But it's not about the music. Your voice is breaking in between.
Your voice is fine.
Yeah, but like from my end, I'm not able to hear you properly.
Is this better?
Yes, this is better.
Okay. Can I speak to that group?
So you want to speak to your group who is seated already?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you know what is, because I'm not sure what group are you talking about, like where are they seated and what is their name, so
would you be able to
call them?
Yeah, I could, if you give me the phone, I'll be able to check them out.
How can I give them the phone, because we have a lot of people seating, so I'm not sure which group you are talking about.
Or by the window.
Beside the window?
Yeah. They're sitting.
And so where are you seated? Are you outside?
Yeah, I had to go get a cigarette.
But you can come in.
Okay.
Okay, if you come in, I can seat you.
I lost the number. I just need to talk to them. That way, because I don't have any of the identification papers with me.
So you just want to sit and you don't want to have anything? That's what you are saying?
I just want to talk to that group.
You want to talk to the group, but I'm not sure which group. Would you be able to call them on their personal cell number?
I don't know their cell phones.
They don't have cell phone?
No.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
Okay.
I'm gonna see where are they seated, because I cannot see any people sitting by the window in the room.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I think you are at the wrong restaurant.
No, it's this one.
No.
It's CM Pre.
There is no group waiting for you.
No, they're sitting. They're eating.
Would you be able to come at the restaurant and talk to them? Because I'm not able to find it.
I lost all the, I can't, you know, I can't come in there. I lost the pants.
You cannot come in there?
I lost my pants and my shoes.
Okay.
I'm not sure
what I should be doing, because we have a very huge window and there are multiple tables beside the window, so I'm not sure which table are you talking about. I want to help you out, but it is very difficult for me to reach out to each and every customer and give them a phone call. What if it's a wrong phone call? You know what I'm saying?
It's a happy looking guy.
Sorry?
It's the happy looking guy. And he's
I'm sorry, he's
there with the other guy, people?
No, you might have to come at the restaurant because I'm not able to
I can't come in. I don't have shoes or pants or a shirt or underwear.
I'm sorry. Then you might have to try to reach out with some other phone call.
What am I supposed to do? Can I just come in then?
Yes, you can come in. It's okay.
I don't have any clothes.
But you can just find your group if you walk in, right?
Yeah.
And
so
then we can
just
figure out later what is this. Because we have people walking in, so I'll have to take the customers.
But I don't have any clothes. I lost my clothes. Oh, sorry about that. If that was horrible to listen to, I'm sorry. But am I? So, you can just walk in there without any clothes. Okay, this restaurant says they're closed, but it might be a similar situation to the other one.
Why are the fucking people closed?
Christmas.
Man, they need to get off their asses and get back to work. Well, that's going to be me tomorrow, to be honest.
Hi, thanks for calling Era. Just so you know, we're speaking on a recorded line. How may I assist you today?
I want to talk to a person!
Sure, I'll try to transfer you to a person. Please hold. You'll hear a pause.
They hear a pause.
Thank you for calling Era. Please note, this phone line is monitored from 3 p.m. onwards. At this time, we are sorry to have missed your call, but please leave a message and we will get back to you during our operating hours. Era is open Monday to Sunday for happy hour and dinner, and Friday to Saturday for late night service. For our hours of operation or to make a reservation, visit our website at erarestaurant.com.
You may start your message now.
Yeah!
Message complete. If you would like to leave another message, enter the mailbox number now. Press pound to dial an extension.
Yeah! Exactly.
Got Funky Town.
So, is it just all Canada based?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not gonna do a very, very long show. I think I'm probably gonna go maybe, I wanna say like 40 minutes. Or something. Not very long, just like a short, like.
Alright.
Yeah.
That's fine. I gotta go anyway soon. But I can stay until then.
Tim Hortons.
Fucking Timmy's.
Old Timmy.
Timmy.
Hootis.
Hootis, you wanna go?
No, I can't. Go through a tunnel.
Oh. It's on you, Rosin.
Okay.
Come on.
Hello?
Hi, how are you, Tim Hortons? Yeah, I have a couple of questions and concerns about the food I got. Yeah, what? So what's up with the food? Is it bad or is it tasting like crap today? Because I came in and they were talking a lot of crap. So like, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's your order?
Yeah, I had the box of donuts, the small donuts, and then a large coffee.
Okay, you have bought it online or placed in the store?
I bought it in store. No, I bought it in store.
Oh, okay.
I wanna.
I just want a
large coffee and the tidbits, but I want an apology from the lady in the background.
Oh.
She called me.
Okay.
She called me very dirty words. She called me a malaka.
Oh, so sorry for that. You want the? I can give you the coffee and donuts if you want. So sorry for that.
I just want an apology.
Okay, I will talk to the manager about her. Don't worry about that. You want anything else? Like, I can give you, like, the coffee and donuts.
Coffee and donuts, and then a few. And then, can I just get one of those sandwiches, the cream cheese with bagel?
Which bagel do you want? I will make ready for you.
Okay. Do you have cinnamon raisin?
Just a second. I will check it for you, okay? Yeah, we do have.
All right, let me get two of those and then a large coffee.
So two bagels and large coffee, right? Large coffee black?
No, two large coffee black.
Okay, yeah. Come and meet me on the mobile pickup area, okay? I will give you on that.
Hey, hold on. Hey, my brother Whoopi's on. Hey, Whoopi, what do you want?
Coffee.
Yeah, another large black coffee.
So I can give you only, brother, the coffee and the bagel.
No, can I get the donuts?
No,
please.
Because you asked for the two coffee and two bagel, right? That's why.
Yeah, two. Another coffee, please.
Or the donut. Sorry?
No. The large. Can we get the 6-piece donuts and then 3 large coffees?
6-piece coffee.
No, brother. You have to pay for that one if you want that 6 donuts and. I can give you the
but
bagel
the
and
wordy,
the coffee only.
The lady say the fucking word to me. I don't want to pay.
Yeah, I got you, brother, but I can't give you like the 6 donuts.
Well, you call me
okay,
brother,
like,
man. I just want my shit. I just want an apology. Can I get an apology?
Yeah, I got you,
why
brother,
you laughing?
But today.
I want
yeah.
6-piece coffee.
Can I talk to the supervisor or manager?
Speak to the supervisor now.
Yeah, I can give you to my supervisor, okay?
Are
just
you the?
I don't know.
Are you not the manager? You're just
no,
a team member,
no.
Or you're already plotting against your own employee? Damn, that's
yeah,
crazy,
I will,
dude.
I will pass my phone to the supervisor, okay? Talk to him.
I want a 6-piece
coffee.
Hello? Punjabis.
Raza, put your supervisor on when his supervisor gets on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I'm gonna put my supervisor on. Yeah, I'm gonna put my supervisor
Sorry?
On. Hey, supervisor.
Hello? Hey. This is supervisor.
Yeah.
Am I talking to the supervisor? What's going on?
Sorry? Everything is good. How about you?
What's going on? I'm the supervisor. Am I talking to the supervisor?
Yeah.
What's going on, please? I need a. Just tell me what's going on.
What happened?
What happened?
Sorry?
I don't...
Sorry?
Go ahead. My employee said, your employee said something and he wants free food.
Free food like what?
Well, I think it starts with... 2 eggs, something weird, and some coffee. Oh no, a dozen, and 2 coffees, or something.
A dozen what?
Six. Well, I mean, do you wanna hang out? Like, we have a great group of guys. You sound, you know, like you're high level. You could maybe. Do you have time to socialize, or?
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, I don't know what. I didn't even offer him the co-host position.
while.
Shit, I wanted to ask a restaurant a question in particular, but I have no idea.
What was the question?
I don't know what it is.
The internet.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Subway.
Hello? Yep.
You can hear me? Something. You can hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you.
How does it with the, you know, like a six-piece?
Sorry?
A six-piece sandwich?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Carla, six-piece sandwich?
You want 60 sandwiches?
Yes.
When you want?
Now. How does it work?
Start to you. A B. Right now, it's not possible, like the 60, because we are only one person working here. If you want around 5-6, then that's possible for us to do.
56?
Sorry?
You said 56?
Your voice is breaking.
Hi.
Hi.
I want a sandwich. How's it work? Oh, their phone sucks. I have to try again. They couldn't hear me either. Welcome to the show. Let's get out of Canada.
You ever call places like Tractor Supply or like stuff like that?
I think so. I've called a lot.
Tractor Supply is pretty interesting. Interesting place. You can buy chickens from there.
Yeah, you can ask them all kinds of fun questions.
Basically, if you know what FFA is, they all work there. Like, I'm not even kidding. The Future Farmers of America people, like when I did that shit back in high school, that's where they worked at.
Financial planning? Is that a thing I can call?
Right now, yeah, do it. Call it.
What if they find out a lot? I can call Sunoco. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Sunoco.
Yeah?
Okay. So, what's the next part?
What do you need?
Well, I said this is Sunoco, and you said yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. Joys of a impromptu pop-up show. dental museum.
Ask him if they got the root canal area.
No, this is giving me an idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to hear it. Yeah, let's do it. All right.
Hi, this is Jake from the dental museum.
Yeah.
We saw a video of teeth down there. Is everything okay?
The what?
We're kind of we're missing some teeth down here. We saw teeth down at the Frednecks. The dental museum.
Hello?
Hello?
What can I do for you?
I'm Jake from the dental museum. We're missing teeth, basically, is what's happened here.
Okay.
We heard there's, teeth down there at Frednecks. Is everything okay? Hello?
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 Can I help you?
Do you have the teeth down there? Yeah, I really don't have any good ideas right now.
Otis.
Yo. Whoa. This real sounds?
Oh yeah. All my sounds are straight legit.
Like these sounds. It's like the look of
the sounds of the... Right now, it's the sounds of the Walmart parking lot.
Oh, hell yeah.
What is he doing?
Walmart.
Yo, calling now.
Are you getting a prank call? Oh shit, live on air,
gas
okay.
Gas station.
Call Walmart.
Oh, should I?
Bro is at Walmart.
I like this.
I used to steal from Walmart. Until they banned me from not working for work. They banned me and they're like, yeah, you can't. Can't work there no more.
You were stealing while you were working there?
Yeah. not my greatest thing ever happened, but yeah.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart. We're open daily from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Fucking Doug. Doug.
For business purposes, including crime prevention. For pharmacy, press 1. For auto care center, press 2. For vision center, press 3. For online pickup and delivery orders,
press
4. For electronics, press 5. For fresh bakery, press 6. For fresh deli.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm sorry. I'm from next door. Did I meet you? Was it you? On smoke break?
I don't think so. Oh, no.
No. Did you find teeth?
Keys?
We're missing teeth. Like a...
Okay,
no,
I haven't,
teeth,
but I'll
like
ask around real
them.
Quick. Alright, I'll be back.
Do you remember you were telling me about the, not the girl, not that thing, but you're telling me about the, crazy business that you were starting? That I'm not gonna, like, say too much about, you know?
I don't think that was me.
Mm-hmm. I know that I can recognize. I recognize.
Okay.
This is the supervisor. Hey.
Okay.
You wanna hang out? No, we got a great group of guys. And we need a co-host. There, I said it. You're hired.
Okay.
Are you interested in changing your life? It could be you could be a star.
What are you hosting?
Hello. Well, it's Jacoby Feathers is the host. I'm actually not the host. I'm just one of the guys. But he needs somebody, and you fit the bill. So you're hired. No right. Questions asked.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you're hired, sir.
Do you want to hang out?
Yeah, do you want to hang out?
Were you... Shut up, Rosin. Shut up, you suck. Sorry.
I'm busy right
that
now.
Was
I gotta
my,
go.
Neighbor picking up that shit.
Welcome to the show. It's very aimless today. Oh, okay, I was calling. I think this is a gas station. It's calling. Oh. Hello?
Brett Nack to Mainbridge.
Hi. Hello?
Hello.
I lost my teeth.
I can't hear you.
My teeth?
Your teeth?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any found teeth here.
No, because he took them from me.
Who?
A guy.
Who was it?
I thought it was one of your boys. He numbed up the gums of that Novocaine. He took out the teeth.
What?
He took the teeth. My mouth's all messed up now.
Huh?
He took my teeth. My mouth's messed up.
Who took your teeth?
The guy.
What guy?
The one, I thought it was one of your boys.
Huh?
He works there.
Who is this?
My name's Jake.
Jake who?
Obi.
Who?
Jake Obi. Hi. welcome to the show. Ooh, a hair salon. Who wants to talk to a hair salon?
Go, Rosin.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling your Wilmington Smart Style. This is Michelle. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Harold. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good.
You sound like a pretty fine lady. Anyways, what did you say you were doing? Sorry, I can't see that well, so I didn't look at the ad very well. What was your establishment?
This is Smart Style.
Smart and Style. Is that like a haircutting place?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you guys do fades over there?
Yes, we do.
All right. Wait, is there a male or a female that does it?
It's just me here.
Oh. All right. Okay.
All my other, all the other girls I had, they quit.
They all quit? Why don't you hire males? They do very well. Go up in there, go get a fade, and then maybe just go get a haircut after. You know what I'm saying?
I've just been having issues with getting anybody, really.
Oh, that sucks. Well, I can't really do anything here. I can't really do anything else from here. I don't want to disturb your peace.
Okay, well, you have a nice day.
No, you have a nice day.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's funny.
I think you wanted to ask if you could catch a fade over there.
Yeah, but it was just only a woman, so I was like, okay, this is not the point.
No, you catch a fade from a woman pretty easily. Hold on, let me try. Oh, I can do it. Live.
Do it live. Damn, you can't get help in Canada any of these days, man.
Oh, we moved from Canada. We're back in the States.
Oh. Okay, even shittier.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Great Clips. You can now check in online
Great Clips.
At greatclips.com or by downloading and using
this
the
place
Great
is terrible, by the way.
From your phone. Please remember that we do not take appointments. Walk-ins are always welcome. Press 1 for salon location and hours of operation. Press 2 for services and prices. For career opportunities, text JOBS to 98765 to view our open positions. Or visit us online at jobs.greatclips.com. Press 0
jobs.
To talk to a member of our great...
Oh, of course, 0. You just press 0 at everything.
Sounds very nice.
This phone sucks.
Fucking horrible establishment, by
Hello?
The way.
Hello?
Can I help you?
Hi, this is do you guys do the fades over there?
Do what? I'm sorry.
Like fades? For the hair?
Oh, for hair?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it was one of your boys or something down there. They said you want to catch a fade. I'm like, yeah, and yeah, I woke up in the hospital, so I'm not sure like how that all works.
So you're fine. Like, it's, like, no appointment.
Oh.
So you're good.
Okay. But he said, do you want a fade? And you said, like, you do want to catch a fade? And I said, yes. And then, like, I woke up in the hospital, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Is that normal? I'm not from here. I don't know how it all works.
No, like, This is Greg Clips, hon.
Yeah.
We only have one male working here.
Oh, is he the one who punched me?
I doubt it.
Okay. I'm not mad or anything. I just didn't know how it all works down there.
Okay.
I'm fine. I did wake up in the hospital, but they said it's all good to go, and I'm not angry or anything, and I'm not going to press charges.
Okay.
Okay. So, but you guys do fades there or something or what?
Yeah. We okay. Cut hair.
All right. He said you want to catch a fade, then he just like wound up the old fist and right into the nose.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. He's like, you want to catch a fade, MF-er? And I'm like, I guess. I haven't been to hair in like years, so I didn't know any of the new stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have a good day, hon.
You guys do hair?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you have hair?
Yes, I do.
I have hair.
That's cool.
But I don't, you know, I had my sister cut it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she trimmed it. At dead ends. I just trimmed it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, talk to Meow Meow.
Do what?
Meow Meow.
I'm sorry?
Meow Meow. Hold on.
Okay, hon. Well, you have a good day.
Hi.
Bye.
I love you. I didn't put the one thing in the thing. There we go. Oh, man. I was pressing buttons and it wasn't going through. Because he didn't put the thing in the thing. Okay, we're gonna do a few more calls, and then I kind of have nothing. Starting to think it was a bit of a mistake to go live, but at the same time, I know it's experience. Oh my god, there's unknown numbers calling me. I have to investigate this.
Let me answer it.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
It's asking, it's saying minutes. I have to pay minutes. Welcome to the show.
What's your PayPal?
Oh, I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, tobacco vape. Who wants to speak to them?
Tobacco vape?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you want to talk to it?
No.
Hello?
Tobacco vape. Is this tobacco vape?
Yeah.
My friend here is wanting some questions, Hey, buddy, get on the phone. I know you wanted to get on the phone. Here you go.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
He just hung up like a jerk.
That's messed up.
Just sucks. Skyline chili.
Can I get a redo on that one?
Oh, you can talk to Skyline chili.
Yeah.
Hello? sorry.
Hi.
Hello. Can you?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me? Hi.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Hey, how's
you.
It going? Hey, how's it going? Hey.
This is Wilmington Skyline.
What's up? Talk to me.
She said no, I think.
Was I breaking up?
Oh no, it's just you have all the Huda sounds.
Was I delayed?
No, you just have the Huda sounds.
Oh, sorry.
Shoe sensation.
I think she's a kind of a bitch, though. Can I get, like, a third string?
Yeah. Shoe store.
Pretty excited about this one.
Okay, let's find it. Let's find it in another shoe store. Because they did not pick up. Shoe shop. Shoe store. Oh, I love the sounds. Another shoe store.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hey. Are you hiring? Are you hiring?
I'm hiring.
Are you hiring?
Are we hiring? Yes, we are.
I have experience. I have a lot of experience. Okay. But, not gonna talk about that.
Yeah, you'll have to just apply online.
Are you cool?
And then the store manager can call you.
What's your name? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me? I have experience.
All right, yeah, you'll have to put in your application
feet.
Online and then...
What's your name? What's your name?
I think I'm gonna do like a couple more calls and then call it quits. I don't think I have any ideas. I've mentioned that a little bit. But...
Fuck.
Thank you for calling Travel Centers of America in Jeffersonville, Ohio. If you know the extension you want, you may dial it at any time. To page a guest, press 2. For the fuel desk, press
2.
Thank you, Change. How may I help you?
I am in there.
Who?
Me. My name's Jake. How do I, like, am I able to page myself? I'm kind of lost. I don't know, like, where I'm, you know, at here in the travel center.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
This is Don, help you.
Hi, Don. My name's Jake. Am I able to page myself at the travel center?
Page yourself at the travel center?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, the page, you know how you page people?
Yeah.
I'd just be paging myself.
Why would you want to do that?
Just so I can, like, find out where I'm at, I guess, or, like, come to the front or something.
Well, where are you at?
I'm at the travel center right now. I'm just kind of lost in here. I don't know, like, where I'm at exactly. I think if you guys
page... That's why I'm asking you where you're at.
You know, like the...
Are you at Popeye's? Pizza Hut?
I think.
IHOP?
I definitely ate food.
I'm looking for a day that costs.
I'm just not sure if, like, if, you know...
Well, what's your name?
Jake.
Jake?
Yeah.
I'll page you to the fuel desk.
Okay. I just didn't know if I could or not.
Yeah, what are you wearing? What kind of shirt?
I have like a, hold on, let me check. I have a cyan shirt.
A cyan shirt?
Yeah, but I also have a burgundy flannel.
A burgundy flannel?
Yeah.
Okay, I got one of my employees coming that way looking for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you. Welcome to the show.
Iggy?
What's this?
Iggy?
Iggy? Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy, I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. Live on RogueServer.com. Someone's trying to contact me, and they have a bunch of different numbers.
Who's going?
Oh, I have to investigate this. Hello?
The subscriber you are trying to reach is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
Currently 1:23 and 49 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, January 4th, 2026. It's the new year. I'd really answer this number, but like it's saying money. Hello? Hello? Hey, I can't hear you, man. You need to, like, I don't know. Our phones suck. Oh, thank you.
Oh, I guess, yeah, Hootis, you're going.
Cool.
Waffle House? No, I'm not sure Waffle House picks up phones anymore, or if they've ever picked up phones. They haven't picked up phones for me.
To place a to-go order, please visit order.wafflehouse.com or download the new Waffle House ordering app, as we no longer accept to-go orders over the phone. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You've made an invalid selection.
Oh, thank God. You for calling your local Waffle.
You've made an invalid. You've made an invalid. You've made an invalid. You've made an invalid. You've made an invalid.
Get through to them eventually.
You've made an invalid. You've made an invalid.
Oh, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8.
Hi, it's me. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you, honey. I'm sorry.
Let me try to, can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Did you find my teeth? Did you find my teeth? I had a bunch of teeth. They called me and said you found them.
No.
Yes. Send one.
She hung up. I really want to talk to the person who's pissed over teeth, but you know. Really want to... Hello? Hello? Hi, your phone's still, you know, it's not working and everything. You should, you know, if you want to talk to me, you just, you know, it's cool. Thank you. Do you want to talk to a hotel? Or do I want to talk to a hotel? I'll do it. I think this is going to be the last one. I genuinely have, like, zero good ideas. Hello? Hello?
Yonker Field Inn Suites, JR speaking. Can I help you?
Hi, Jay. What do we do about the, if we find, like, an animal foiled to something outside?
What was that again?
Like an animal foiled to something outside.
This is a hotel.
Yes. I'm saying there's an animal foiled to something outside, and I'm asking you what I should do about it.
I'm not understanding what you're saying, really.
You know how, like, foil? Like foil, you know?
LaCoil.
Yeah, LaCoil.
What is that?
I don't know. You said it. I thought you would have known what it was.
I'm trying to repeat what you're saying. What are you saying?
Oh, you said LaCoil, and I'm interested in what that could possibly be. But I think I was originally saying the foil. You know, like aluminum and tin?
Oh, aluminum foil.
Yeah.
Yes, I now understand what you're saying. So
yeah.
what what's your question again?
If we hypothetically found a critter outside wrapped in it, what do we just leave it alone, or do we bring it in to you, or what?
Is it outside out here?
Like on about the property.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could go out and try to find it and put and do something with it. So.
Because we just round them up, you know, it's no problem for me to do it.
Okay. I mean, if it's dead, I would just put it in the trash.
Okay. You know, if it's like a live guy?
Huh?
If it's a live guy.
Oh, we let him go.
Oh, and he just like scurries around outside?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I ain't trying to kill it.
Yeah, and we just like peaceful coexistence, huh?
Yes.
We're
in the country out here, so there's all kinds of critters out here. You just never know.
And then we would just throw the foil away then after that, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that answers my question. Your name is Jay?
J.R., yes.
J.R. Oh, like junior?
Yep, I'm a junior.
Yeah, like junior, like J.R. Junior Rat, like hypothetically.
Yeah.
My name's Jay Kobe Feathers. I'm a journalist.
Are you outside now?
Yeah, I'm a journalist.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just, you know, for my report.
What report are you doing?
Oh, we're just asking people, you know, what they do. That's basically the gist of it. As a rogue server journalist.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Mom wants to know what you want for dinner.
I would pizza.
Alright.
Alright, brother. You have a great day.
Do you want anything? I get you like a Mr. Coke or something.
No, I'm good.
Thank you. Okay. I'll save a slice for you, and I'll put it in a little baggie. You want a pepperoni or like the three meat one?
No, I'm good. Thank
you. Okay. Yeah?
Dad wants to know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to the hotel. All
right, guy. Have a good day.
Oh, thank. I love you. What a cool guy. Let's download a text app to make harassing calls. Are you... Wait, live texting. Live texting. We're texting. We're doing it live. I've messaged them hi. Okay, do I come? Yes, they're. We're having a back and forth now.
About money?
Teeth.
Oh.
You saying... Oh.
Ask him if he wants to be a co-host.
There are multiple teeth, unfortunately. It's all right, though. Just an inquiry. Would you like to be my co-host?
Nice. Do you think there's a chance?
I'd hope so. Bell McDonald's.
Hello, McDonald's. This is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Hey.
Hello.
Tiffany? Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is this Tiffany? Hey.
She had no time for the silliness.
Hey.
Oh,
did she pick up again? It sounded like she picked up again.
I think she just slammed the phone down.
That makes sense.
There's a Wendy's right next to it.
What are you typing?
Oh, text to the person. I told them they can join the mumble.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
What the fuck? It's not normal.
Wendy's, how may I help you?
Hi, can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
This is I'm playing hide and seek. You can't find me.
I don't like the thrust, I like the soak. This person's
I don't know why she hung up. Can I get a strike two on that? That was, I don't know what the problem was there.
Chipotle.
Hello, thanks for calling Chipotle Jeffersonville. This call is being recorded.
Oh my God.
Are you calling to place a new order today?
Employee.
Okay. So that I can best handle your call, please briefly describe to me your question or issue that you are calling about today.
Teeth.
Okay, I can take your order right away.
Teeth.
All phone orders require payment.
Teeth.
I will take your credit card information
Teeth.
At the end of the call.
Teeth.
What's the first item I can get started for you?
Teeth.
Would you like tacos, quesadilla, burrito,
teeth,
salad, or bowl?
Employee!
You can place an order online at chipotle.com, or I can take your to-go order right now over the phone.
Human!
Our restaurant crew does not take orders over the phone.
I have an issue.
Would you like tacos, quesadilla, burrito, salad, or bowl?
I have an issue.
I'm sorry, you can place an online order. Go to your local Chipotle restaurant to place an order. Would you like tacos, quesadilla, burrito, salad, or bowl?
What a fucking, sorry, I thought I could decipher it. I thought I could win, but I lost.
Talk about Jeffersonville. How can I help you today?
Hey, how's it going?
Going good.
I got food there. There was...
Sorry, what's that?
There was, like, in my food, there's something wrong with my food. I mean, something different about it. They did something to it.
Okay,
good
are
guy.
You able to come back? We can make it or get you a refund.
Well, I think they spit in it, maybe.
Oh, he's protecting them. He's protecting them. He hung up.
That's messed up.
Okay, there's something. I think this is going to be the last call for the show. I just want to ask an Italian restaurant if they served it al dente. Dente teeth. It works. Oh, music. Meeks.
Miss Pasuri, I'm help you.
Hi, I get the spaghetti al dente and everything.
Yes.
I think there might have been a typo on the order or something.
What is that?
Like a typo on the order or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it here at home and it's all denti, all like teeth.
Al dente, everything is al dente, all the pastas.
No, because it's all teeth. It's like all dental.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, I get the al dente pasta.
Yeah.
But I'm looking in the box and it's all dental.
I'm sorry?
It's like, I'm looking at teeth in here, it's all dental.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, teeth from the mouth?
Cheese.
Teeth? Like mouth cheese? Like a mouth of cheese? There's cheese in there too, but it's mainly the teeth that I'm worried about. I just don't know how to proceed with this.
I'm not understanding you.
Oh, like you know how you have the al dente pasta and it's like yay. It's like woo al dente like that, like, and it's good and everything and it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's teeth in the box. That's what I'm saying.
Cheese?
Teeth? It's like there's cheese in there too, but it's mainly teeth, like molars and incisors. There's a couple of, what are the guys in the back of the mouth?
I'm gonna understand, my friend. Sorry.
There's wisdom teeth.
There's wisdom teeth. There's molars and incisors. All right. I think that might be it for the show.
I'm really like. I feel like I got ripped off on that last one.
Oh, do you want to go again?
You know, I'm just saying. Yeah, if you don't mind.
Do you want to talk to Marion's Piazza?
Yeah.
Or Jimmy's Italian Kitchen? Oh, that's closed. Okay, Marion's.
Thank you for calling Marion's in Beaver Creek. How can I help you?
Hi, I got food there and somebody spit in it. I think. Please. Help? Is this human? Are you a person?
Oh, she hung up immediately. Hold on, I'm gonna call back. All right, I'm gonna speak. Hello?
Mary's Beaver Creek, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm a journalist. One of my people just called and was hung up on regarding food spit. We just want to get to the bottom of the issue. Did this happen?
No.
Okay. We just want the answers. Like, do you know, like, then why, you know, We didn't get any answers previously. We just wanted answers. So nobody spit in the food?
I just called you.
Yeah. All right, I think you need one good one. I think they're going to be immediately pissed upon mentioning
the thank you. Well, you know, it's not how they're supposed to deal with it, but let me try this. Hello, I have speech predicament.
Oh, he doesn't like that. Shit, there's gonna be... Tuscanese.
All right, I got this.
Honey, how can I help you?
One good. Hello, I was wondering if you could help me, please.
With what?
Can you hear me okay? Please?
Yeah.
This isn't AI, right? You're a human? Right? I think I had that one like a minute, but that last
wait, what the why don't people want to talk to you?
It's Sunday. It's because it's Sunday.
Oh.
I swear to God.
How many more do you want to try? Yeah.
Well, just one good one. I mean, like, the odds are getting better, like, inevitably. You don't upload them anyway, so.
Thank you for calling Carrabba's Italian Grill in Washington Township at 900 Miamisburg Centerville Road. We're currently open.
I don't want to keep you awake or whatever. You've got appointments today. Hello, this is Jimmy. I got food there and I was wondering if you could help me. I had a little complaint. Or not really a complaint. It's not a complaint. Can you help me?
Hello?
Hi, hello. I was just wondering, I got some food there. I think maybe somebody might have like spit in it.
I'm sorry, you're cutting off.
Are you the one to talk to? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I hadn't gotten food from there, and I'm not sure. I think somebody spit in it. I was just wondering if I could talk to you about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next time can I come in there again? And I was wondering if I could get that again. Like, can you spit in it again, please? I know it costs extra. Maybe.
I'm sorry, you keep cutting off. It's hard to hear you.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Can you hear me now? Sorry, can you hear me? Hey. Love you. I love you.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hey, I was not going to talk about one certain thing that keeps coming to my mind, but is this the same person I was talking to earlier?
No, this is a different person.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can tell you. I had gotten food there.
Was there an issue with the food, or did you want to place an order? I'm sorry.
Somebody spit in the food, in my food that I had gotten earlier.
Oh.
I just wanted, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. Let me put you on the phone with my manager so you can talk to them about that, because I'm just the host,
no,
so there's nothing
cool.
That...
No, it's... No. No, host. It's cool. I just wanted to know if I could order it again like that.
I'm so sorry. You're breaking out really bad. What was that last sentence you said?
Let me turn the van off. Wait. Can I... with this, can I get you to spit in it?
Please?
Can you hear
maybe me? Where you were?
I'm sorry.
Yes, I can hear you now. You're okay. Do you know where you were sitting, or like maybe who your server was by any chance? That way I can direct that information to somebody who can talk to you more about the situation.
Yes, I was sitting in the southwest corner, and I was talking to the girl with the feet. Please. Like the feet, like, do you know who I'm talking about? She's got like really mint feet, like, nice.
I'm so sorry, that last sentence broke out. What did you say?
I'm sorry, what was I saying? Oh, the girl with the feet. The girl with the really nice feet. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I'm not quite sure. But, is it okay if I direct you over to somebody so that way you could, like, further explain the situation? Is that all right?
Well, I was in the lobby, in the back area, and, one of the people was walking by, and, like, they literally stopped and, like, broke wind, like, you know what I mean? Like, let one rip, like, right at me. So I don't know who to talk to. I don't know if it was the manager, because I don't want to talk to the person that did that.
No, yeah, I completely understand that. The person that I can put you on the phone with does not come out on the floor at all. Typically, it's one of our managers. She always stays in the back, so I think she'd be a really good person to talk to you about that.
Does she have big ones? Because it was somebody with really big ones.
No.
Well, did I meet you at smoke break outside?
Nope.
We were hanging out.
Nope.
Do you want to?
I'm sorry. I'm just a little bit confused. Is it all right if I put you on the phone with my manager so she can help you out with the situation?
Oh man. You're an adult, right?
I'm just the host, so there's nothing that I, like, can do about it, which is why I'm trying to redirect you to somebody who can.
But you're definitely a grown-up. Or whatever.
I'm sorry, what was it?
You're a grown-up, right? You're grown up?
Correct. Yes, I am an adult. I just don't have any authority the restaurant because I'm just the host. So that's why I said I think it would be best if I put you on the phone with my manager so she can help you out with the situation.
I just don't
want to
talk to the other
you know, anything else.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that. You won't be on the phone with that person. This person, it's just one of our managers. She doesn't come out on the floor, so you shouldn't have had an interaction with her.
Did you find my teeth? I had a collection, like a box of teeth at all. Did you find my teeth?
I'm just going to transfer you. It'll just be one moment.
She bailed. She bailed.
The line's still active and everything.
Yeah.
Well, we're muted to the phone now. We can discuss freely.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. My chair.
All right, where should I go with this? I need quarterback. I need the huddle. Let's go. Am I going with teeth? I'm not going to do feet. I swear to God, I'm not going to do feet. The more I think about it, the more I get straight to it. All right, what would Rosin do? Do you have any, can I place an order?
Hey,
what would
Whoopi
do?
I don't know. I try to resolve it.
Resolve it. Yeah. Well, I want him to spit on it again.
They're spitting, breaking wind, losing teeth.
Yeah, the lady that farted at me. I want to get her number. Break a piece off of that. I don't know, man. She's probably explaining it to her. And she's like, fuck it. It was a fun show. You got to get on to the other shows.
Spun Day is happening tonight.
Spun Day.
But if you're listening, you already knew that.
Most likely. But there's the future, people, that this could be the first episode.
Welcome. If you're somehow on the Rogue Server Discord and you don't know about Spun Day, check out Spun Day on Dragonmere's YouTube channel. Oh, Dragonmere.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hi. I found something in the parking lot, and I think that she wanted me to talk to you about it.
What did you find in the parking lot?
A sea beaver. A big
a
one.
A what?
A sea beaver. Like an ocean beaver or whatever. Like a big one. I don't know if you're...
Beaver?
Yeah, I'm in back. Can I park here? Can I, like, land here? A sea beaver.
Can you land here?
Did you see it? Yes, ma'am.
What do you mean, can you land here?
Is this the land? Or is this the other one?
I am the manager.
Okay. Thank God. I'd like to resolve this from the advice of the host. Want to resolve this, please? Somebody
resolve
spit on my
what?
Food. And I want them to do it again. I have a speech predicament.
Can you tell me what happened? I'm sorry.
Yes. The sea beaver? I will tell you everything, my love.
Oh, the introduction of the sea beaver.
Oh, was that what it was?
The reintroduction of the sea beaver.
Yes, yes. Okay. I like the sea beaver.
Oh, I want to do one more call now, and then it's over.
That's good.
That's a good call.
That was good. I like it. What was better, the first part or the second?
Yes.
The first girl or the second girl?
They're all good.
The manager.
India Trot Cafe. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm with the I'm like with wildlife.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I'm with wildlife. We would like to reintroduce the sea beaver down there. I just wanted you to be aware, be on the lookout, okay?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? It's breaking up a little bit.
Sea beaver. Where your restaurant's at is it was formerly like a natural, like sea beaver habitat.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be reintroducing the species to your location.
What was the species again?
Sea beaver.
And, sorry, how do you spell that?
It spells like it sounds. Sea beaver.
Sea, okay. And
yeah.
So what do we need to do with that?
Just, you know, if you see beavers running around, like, chewing on stuff, don't worry about it. It's basically all you need to do. Be careful when you're driving. They don't know about cars yet. They don't know about boats or anything like that. If you have any wood, they will chew on it, but it's okay.
Okay. You're calling the Dayton area, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what organization are you with?
I'm with, you know, I do like wildlife stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you see the sea beaver, I just got a report in from one of the people here. They said don't hurt it.
Don't hurt that thing.
Yeah. That's the driver right there. He's in the van.
Okay.
Hey, driver. Driver, you want to talk to
him? Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so. Nope. He didn't fall for that.
Reintroducing the sea beaver. I think it's perfectly legal to say you're with wildlife. All right, I think we're out of here. Does anyone have anything to say?
Thank you for doing a call that's not past my bedtime.
Thank you for participating. And thank all 5, 7, 7... And then the two who are in here, thank you all for listening. All right.